Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
So this day, 10 weeks, some of you will this lunchtime be munching on your turkey and ham. And in an effort to try and avoid the panic buying and the overall spending stress, Michelle O'Hara, who's the national spokesperson for MABS, is with me on the line today. Because Michelle, we have a quick step-by-step guide to try and help listeners budget over the festive period. I think we've Michelle O'Hara with us. And we're just going to reconnect with Michelle. Kel, though, was with me on the line today because, Kel, there's something you wanted to highlight, I suppose, about the festive season spending. I'm trying to avoid the big C word.
I know. Look, it's a lovely season to have, but sometimes we tend, out of our own natural generosity, to put a lot more pressure on ourselves. So I kind of wanted to give a few nice ideas to people to help them when it comes to their Christmas.
So what have you come up with? Okay.
So definitely I am a big fan of now sitting down before everything kicks off and do a 1 hour Christmas audit. So that's literally grab a coffee, grab a pen, grab a notepad and sit down for about 60 minutes and list out all the things you think you need to buy. So maybe wrapping paper, decorations, whatever. But I want you to see, do you actually need to go ahead and buy them? So you'll end up with a list of stuff you actually do need, because most of us have things from last year. And while you're doing it, I want you to do a no-go list. Now, this is a list of stuff you do not need to buy. So you probably may not need a new Christmas jumper if you've a load already, or if you've already stocking fillers from last year. Yeah. Or even like there's a lot of food that comes onto our shelves this time of year that we don't need. Most of us don't need, or probably won't even fully enjoy, a vacuum packed lobster. We don't tend to want those things and they often end up going to waste. So I think really just sit down and go, what did we have last year that we didn't eat? But also what did we have last year that we absolutely loved and we'd love to get again? So before you even kick off, use these two lovely lists of absolutely let's go for this and we'd really enjoy it, and then a list of actually that wasn't worth the money we put into it.
Yeah, we were hoping to be joined by Michelle O'Hara there from MABS, so just try to reconnect there with Michelle. So you say, Kel, your advice is there's two lists. So there's the list of the things that we need and then there's the additional luxuries if we happen to have a little bit of spare change closer to the big day.
Yeah. Like, let's do a little bit of festivities here. Think of a naughty list and a nice list, right? So the things that give you a better festive season and the things that just don't give the value that you think they might. And just sit down before the fever kicks off and everything kicks in. And another nice one is, like, life is so busy now, Andrea. So think of things that could give somebody an experience or a gift-free get-together. So that could be, look, instead of buying gifts for all your siblings, say, look, can we just go to lunch? Like, lunch is usually less busy. Mm. People may have more time to do it and it's less expensive than an evening. And restaurants might appreciate a lunch grouping maybe than a booked-out evening, and just kind of balancing things out that way. So it's usually less expensive to go for lunch. And it's a nice thing to go, do you know what, let's do this as a group. Mm. We all just pay for ourselves. But
I love this. I love the idea of an experience rather than an actual present. Michelle O'Hara from MABS is joining us as well, Kel. What's your top tip to help people 10 weeks out, Michelle?
Get a list. Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
The first thing you need to do is put pen to paper.
Okay.
Because quite often, a lot of the time when we're overspending, it's because we're not thinking about what it is we need to buy and so on. We're not organized about it. It happens with food shops every week when people don't make a list. Christmas should be the very, very same.
Okay, so what's on the list?
So what's on the list is food, entertainment, and your gift list. Because they all cost the money, the major part of the money at Christmas. And it's very important, and plenty of time from here on in to plan for that type of thing. So it's not just the gifts. It's also, are you going to be around for Christmas? Are you moving around to different houses? Do you need to bring things with you? Are you inviting people over? And then the entertainment aspect of it as well. Are there nights out? Are there events with the family and that type of thing? Mm. So always worthwhile, Andrea. Just pen and paper, sit down, give yourself a bit of what we would call personal administration time.
Okay, so for people that want to save, I know you'd mentioned a little earlier to us today, Michelle, I think you had a figure actually in your mind that people could now try and, you know, reach or save between now and the next 10 weeks. Is Michelle there? Have we lost Michelle? Apologies about that, Michelle. I will hopefully try and maybe get Michelle back. But Kel, you're still with us on the line today. I think if people are trying to set aside somewhere between about 50 to 100 euro a week between now and the first week of September, they'll build a fund of somewhere in the region of about maybe 350 to 700 euro, which would be a huge help.
It would be absolutely massive. Think about that as a nice little lump sum. And yes, like Michelle is bang on, like doing something like that, it just makes Christmas feel so much easier. But there are simple ways of doing it. And I'm a big fan of making things as simple as possible, because life is noisy and it's complicated. So I would say, if you can at all, just look at your bank statement, if you're able to. Look at your bank statement and just see, are there things on it that you're not using? Like, are there subscriptions that you forgot you even had? Are there things that you maybe haven't renewed in a while? And any of those savings, use that as your Christmas fund, because that's going to tidy up your life a little bit more. You're not going to miss it, because if you weren't using it in the first place, and now you're building up this fund, like, go for the low-hanging fruit. It is okay to take the route that is not going to take away from your life, because when it comes to budgeting, it can't be about deprivation frugality. It has to be about making things a bit better.
Yeah, the other thing just on this too, like people talking about actually using the deposit return scheme money that they put on to give cards. I see another listener too, Clement, has got in touch to say 80 euro per head. There's five in the family, so we're going to eat out this year. We found it was actually a better way to cut down on additional costs. So perhaps that might be something that some of our listeners are going to consider. Kel, for the moment, thanks a million for joining us. Michelle O'Hara is with us too, or was with us, I should say, on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again! Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax. With Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes straight to your home. Just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.